And we have racing in New South Wales at Dubbo today with the rail out three between the 900 to the 400 through the remainder. The track is a good three. Mick Wallace, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, it looks like a good little program. Some of the maidens are a little bit light on for depth, but the rest of the program looks pretty solid.
Well, let's take a look at it. The first event is the Total Diesel Repairs Dubbo Benchmark 66. 1,410 in distance. It kicks the card off at 5 to 2. Scratching is 5 Apache Bell. 1K Czar, 4 Lulu's Destiny, equal favourites at 240. 2 Chilcotin, 550. 3 Redirect, $8. 6 Supreme Goddess at $9. So $2.40 for both Kazar and Lulu's Destiny.
I've gone 4-1-3 and 6, putting Lulu's Destiny on top. That was a pretty good performance last start at Dubbo when finishing second to Smart Move. Kazar was third in that race, and Lulu's Destiny meets Kazar slightly better at the weights as well. She's got the inside gate. She's got good tactical speed. I don't think she'll be too far off them in the run. She kind of led her last start, and I thought she battled on really well. When I say kind of led, she was on the inside and receiving pressure from the horse on the outside. One Kazar, he's got a big engine. We know he's got plenty of ability. For last study, he worked the line solidly behind Smart Move back to the fence, and he's obviously the main danger. Three redirect, I think, will be a big improver here off a disappointing effort at Scone first up, and six Supreme Goddess will get back and be safe for one crack at them. 4-1-3 and 6.
4-1-3-6 there, race one. Race number two is the Chill Right Refrigeration and Air Conditioning Benchmark 66. It's over 1,010 metres this one. Nothing scratched and a field of 8. And with this market, Mick, again, equal favourites. 2 Exaggerate and 3 Sons of Burka, both at 320. 5 This Will Do Us is 330. And 7 Billy Bantier is $8.
3, 5, 7, and 4 for me, putting Sons of Burke on top. This horse is a real track specialist. Has had 8 starts here at Dubbo for a win and 7 minors. Coming off a 5th place finish in the Dandy Cup at Narromine last time. Might give them a bit of a head start, but it'll be roaring home at the end. 5 This Will Do Us is first up from a spell. Has trialled really well leading into this. 7 Billy Benty was beaten a fair way at Warren last time. But we'll strip a lot fitter for that run and does perform well at Dubbo. And 4 Epic Decision, I think, is definitely the knockout. Two of his 3 runs this preparation, he's been caught well off the track, and I think he's going better than his form reads on paper. 3, 5, 7, and 4.
So 3, 5, 7, and 4 there in the second. The third event is the Daily Liberal Maiden for the males over the 1,110. Now, no scratchings here and a field of 11. Just having a look at the tab fixed on race 3, Mick, we've got your favourite 380 down the bottom, 11 starring. Your next best would be 5 Double the Offer and 8 Carnegie's Monaco, who are both at 460. 2 Space Comet, 7 Arkham Asylum are both at $7, and 1 Hawklist, $12. Starring your favourite at 380.
My number's 7, 11, 5, and 1, putting Arkham Asylum on top. This fellow, formerly with Malcolm Johnson, now with Rodney Robb, his good mate out at Ningen. And this horse performs all around the provincials and hasn't been beaten all that far. I know he's yet to place in 6 career starts, but I just think a change of scenery and a drop back in grade might be able to spark some improvement for him. 11 starring, probably the best credentialed horse in the race, but yeah, I do question his will to win a little bit. He's had the 2 placings from 12 career starts. He's got quite an extravagant action. We haven't seen him since he failed at Wellington back in July. He's from a strong yard. Cameron Crocker puts a polish on this son of Lonro. He'll be hard to beat. 5 Double the Offer is building towards a peak performance with a placing at Gunnedah last start behind Kensington Kid. Hit the line from back in the field against the pattern of the day. And 1 Hawklist is a first starter from the Brett Thompson yard that's been trialling okay. 7-11-5-1.
7-11-5-1, race 3. Race number 4 is a Fillies and Mares Maiden over the 11-10. The emergencies have been scratched here. And the market has got 12 Peggy's Time, 350. 5 Amalika, $3.80. 9 Sue's Girlfriend, $4.80. 11 Harabelle at $6.50. So there, those in single figures. Peggy's Time, your $3.50 favourite.
Yes, Peggy's Time's coming off a run last start behind Mr. Vinci at to Muswellbrook. It's the favourite. But I'm going to go for another horse that came through that race in two, Wickbo. My number's 2, 5, 12 and 9. Wickbo finished 7th in that same race, beaten 5.5 lengths, but got the decent check at the top of the straight and worked to the line steadily. In the end, she pretty much finished alongside the favourite, 12 Peggy's Time, and I just think they should be closer together in the market. I know Wickbo's got a bad gate to deal with today, but that's not always a big problem from the 1,100-metre start to Dubbo. We see a lot of horses drawn wide win at this track. 5, Amalika looks ready to win a race, has been going around against better opposition. 4th at Wyom, 2 starts back, 4th at Muswellbrook last time behind Miss Val Bond, Tracy Bartley, good trainer. 12 Peggy's Time, we've mentioned it. 9 Sue's Girlfriend, I think, will run really well as well. It's coming off a placing at Narromine last time and seems to be building towards a peak performance. 2, 5, 12 and 9.
So 2, 5, 12 and 9 there in the fourth. Race 5 is for Mallison's Painting and Decorating and the Class 3 over 1,010. Take out 2 Sons of Burke 3. This will do us. And 12 Settlers. And with this market, Mick, we've got 1 Pedway, the $1.60 favourite. 6 Magic Town is $3.90. 5 Sip Harder Sun at $5. Best of those in double figures would be 7 Yays and Nays at $18. But odds on is Pedway at $1.60.
A bit of an odds on, look on type punter. I'm trying to find something to beat Pedway. 65 kilos, the favourite's got to carry today. I know he carried 62.5 last start and won easily. But I'm going to put 6 Magic Town on top. This horse is racing far more consistently this preparation. 2nd at Scone last time behind Who's Your Housemate. Toughed it out really well. There was only beaten a slender margin. I think he'll run well. 1 Pedway, it's going to be awfully hard to beat. I was there at Dubbo last start on Derby Day when he was sent out a $2.60 favourite, and he just roared away from his opposition there. And at first glance, I thought he didn't beat much, but Gobo Jangles, who finished 2nd in the race, has since come out and performed really well in a high-quality open sprint at Warren. So maybe that form is stronger than we first thought. 5, Sip Harder Sun resumes from a spell. I think he's capable of pulling out a big run fresh, just as he did last prep. And 8, Cloud Cover, I thought was best of the rest. I think this horse is certainly capable of getting into the first 4 today. We haven't seen her at the track since she finished midfield at Tamworth back in July, but she's got a good first-up record, 6-1-5-8.
6-1-5-8 there, over to race 6, a McDonald's Dubbo and Wellington Class 1 over the 1,110. Take out 4, Strictly Legit, 6 All Hollywood, 7 Denise and 10 Gisella's Crown. And equal favourites, 3 Peloso Lass, 5 Conspirator, they're both at $2.50. 1 Ad Sum is at $5, 8 Miss Academy is at $9.50. And 2 Jarman Agic next best at 16. But Peloso Lass, Conspirator, Mick, 2.50 each of 2.
I like Conspirator, 5, 3, 8 and 1, my numbers. So he had the 1 start, and that was on Derby Day. And was in the market that day. Wasn't the best to begin, but Jake Gracie Holmes dug him up. He got him behind the speed, and he really attacked the line and went on to win by 3.5 lengths. Could have won by further. There's a definite question mark on the horses that finished behind him that day, but I just thought he overcame adversity and was pretty good winning on debut. I thought he might be able to win again today and beat 3 Peloso Lass, who looks the obvious danger here. She's a 5-year-old mare, has had the 8 starts for a win and 6 minor placings, so she's very, very consistent. She was first up for a long time when 3rd at Muswellbrook last time behind Power Train. She's going to strip bitter, a 2nd up record's good. She's had 2 starts for a win and a minor placing. 8 Miss Academy, I think's a decent chance. She's 2nd up. She was okay, beaten 4 lengths behind Messy Miss at Dubbo, first up in a Class 1 when she was never on the track, and 1 Add Some. Showed enough first up when placing behind Messy Miss at Dubbo last time to be seriously considered for this. 5, 3, 8, and 1.
So 5, 3, 8, and 1 there, and over to the last race 7 for the Milestone Hotel. A benchmark 58 over 1,610. Take out 10 Dad's Blaze and reserve 16 and 17. Or the emergencies. And 3 Clever Missiles, the favourite at $4.60. 4 Oracabessas at $4.80. 2 Proudest Moment, $5. 6 Miss Lon, $6. 13 Dart Street, $9. So the $4.60 favourite in the last Clever Missile.
6, 13, 3 and 5 for me in the last. Miss Long goes on top. She's been hitting the line all preparation. Fourth at Warren last time behind Orica Bessa. And she just got into a little bit of strife around the 200-metre marker. Was just momentarily balked for a run. If she gets the right running chance that they run along a bit, I think she will run out a strong mile. She did contest a mile race two starts back at Canamble and finished fourth. And I just think she's going to be the testing material. 13, Dart Street, didn't have much chance, much luck at Warren last time when close up. 3, Clever Missile, got the win out of the way at Dubbo last time, beating Empowered Madam. That'll give him confidence. And 5, Squared, not convinced about this horse being an out-and-out miler, but I'm sure it'll be running on. 6, 13, 3 and 5 in the last.
6, 13, 3, 5 there. And what was your best, Mick?
We're going to save it up to the end of the day. I think race 6, number 5, Conspirator, can make it 2 from 2. And I do like race 7, number 6, Miss Lon in the last.
Thanks very much, Mick. Enjoy the afternoon.
Thanks, Simon.